The news was published on Monday, September 30th, 2024. I am Mary. Wow, folks, buckle up because we're about to dive into some mind-bending stuff about AI that's got everyone talking. You know how sometimes technology feels like it's moving at warp speed? Well, AI is like that on steroids. It's not just changing the game, it's rewriting the rulebook entirely. Let's break it down, shall we? AI is this incredible tool that could revolutionize pretty much everything we do. Imagine a world where your kid gets a personalized education tailored just for them, or where you can get a health diagnosis without waiting weeks to see a specialist. Sounds pretty sweet, right? AI could make all that happen, and then some. We're talking about optimizing supply chains to cut down on waste, which is a fancy way of saying we could stop throwing away so much stuff. But here's the kicker. It's not all sunshine and rainbows. AI is like that friend who's super smart but sometimes doesn't think before they speak. It's got some serious baggage that we need to unpack. For starters, training these AI models is like running a small country's worth of electricity. You think your gaming PC sucks up power? That's nothing compared to what these AI systems need. We're talking about a carbon footprint that makes a transatlantic flight look like a walk in the park. And that's not even the worst part. AI has this nasty habit of picking up our bad habits, like biases. You see, AI learns from data, and if that data is biased, well, you can guess what happens. It's like teaching a parrot to talk by only letting it watch reality TV. You're gonna end up with some skewed perspectives. You know, talking about AI and its potential to revolutionize society reminds me of another technological marvel that promised to change the world, the internet. Cast your mind back to the 1990s, when the World Wide Web was just starting to take off. It was like this magical portal that promised to connect everyone and give us access to all the world's information right at our fingertips. People were buzzing with excitement about how it would level the playing field, democratize knowledge, and create all these amazing opportunities. I mean, suddenly you could chat with someone on the other side of the planet or look up obscure facts without trekking to the library. It felt like we were on the cusp of this incredible new era where geographic barriers would melt away and anyone with a computer could tap into this vast global network. But here's the thing. As amazing as the internet was, it also highlighted some major inequalities. We started hearing about this concept called the digital divide. Basically, while some folks were zooming along the information superhighway, others were still stuck on dial-up or had no access at all. It became clear that the internet wasn't this magical equalizer. It was actually widening the gap between the haves and have-nots in many ways. You had affluent areas with high-speed broadband, while rural and low-income communities were left in the dust. Schools in wealthy districts got computer labs and coding classes, while others could barely afford textbooks. And it wasn't just about hardware. There were huge disparities in digital literacy and who had the skills to actually leverage all this new technology. So in a lot of ways, the internet boom parallels what we're seeing with AI today. There's this incredible potential to solve big problems and create new opportunities. But we have to be really intentional about how we develop and deploy it, or we risk leaving huge swaths of people behind. It's not enough to just create amazing tech. We need to make sure everyone can access and benefit from it. And you know, that whole situation with the internet should really inform how we approach AI. We can't just assume it'll naturally spread its benefits equally. We need to be proactive about bridging divides, whether that's in education, infrastructure, or digital skills. Otherwise, we might end up turbocharging inequality instead of solving it. Now, speaking of built-in biases and unequal impacts, there's another historical parallel that I think is really relevant when we talk about the risks of AI perpetuating discrimination. Cast your mind back to the mid-20th century and a practice called redlining. This was a form of systemic racism that quite literally drew lines on maps to determine who could get mortgages and other financial services. So here's how it worked. Government agencies and banks would create these color-coded maps of urban areas. Neighborhoods that were predominantly Black or immigrant were outlined in red, hence redlining, and labeled as hazardous for investment. Meanwhile, white areas were marked green and considered desirable. The effects were devastating and long-lasting. If you lived in a redlined area, good luck getting a mortgage or small business loan. Property values plummeted, schools were underfunded, and entire communities were starved of investment. It became a vicious cycle that locked generations of families out of homeownership and wealth-building opportunities. Now, redlining was officially outlawed in 1968, but its impacts are still felt today. You can literally see the legacy of those old maps in current patterns of segregation and inequality in many American cities. And here's where the AI connection comes in. We're at risk of recreating similar systemic biases, just in digital form. Think about it. If we train AI on historical data that reflects decades of discrimination, we're essentially baking those biases into the algorithms. So you might have an AI system making lending decisions that ends up discriminating against certain neighborhoods or demographics, even if that's not the intent. Or hiring algorithms that favor candidates from certain backgrounds because that's what the historical data shows. It's like we're at risk of creating a high-tech version of redlining, where AI systems make crucial decisions about people's lives based on flawed or biased data. And just like with those old maps, the impacts could persist for generations if we're not careful. Governments worldwide could really shake things up when it comes to AI. I mean, imagine if they slapped some serious regulations on how AI gets developed and used. It'd be like putting training wheels on a rocket. Sure, it might slow things down a bit, but at least we wouldn't crash and burn, right? These rules could force companies to think twice about the environmental impact of their AI systems. No more guzzling energy like there's no tomorrow just to train a chatbot to tell better jokes. And get this, these regulations might actually level the playing field. Right now, it's like the Wild West out there, with big tech companies calling all the shots. But with some smart rules in place, we could see AI that works for everyone, not just the folks with the deepest pockets. It's like making sure everyone gets a slice of the pie instead of letting a few greedy guts hog the whole thing. Now, I know what you're thinking. Won't this put a damper on innovation? Well, maybe a little. It's like telling a kid they can't run in the house. Sure, they might not break any speed records, but they also won't break grandma's favorite vase. The trade-off could be worth it if it means AI that's fairer, cleaner, and doesn't accidentally decide to take over the world while we're not looking. But here's the kicker. This could actually spark a whole new kind of innovation. Instead of just racing to make AI bigger and faster, companies might have to get creative about making it smarter and more efficient. It's like when fuel efficiency standards forced car makers to think outside the box. Suddenly, we got hybrids and electric cars. Who knows what kind of cool, eco-friendly AI we might end up with? Now picture this, all the big tech giants getting together and deciding to play nice. I know, it sounds about as likely as pigs flying, but hear me out. What if companies like Google, Apple, and Microsoft formed some kind of super alliance to push for ethical AI? It'd be like the Avengers, but for tech nerds. This dream team could set the gold standard for what good AI looks like. They could come up with guidelines that make sure AI isn't just smart, but also fair, environmentally friendly, and maybe even a little bit cuddly. Okay. Maybe not cuddly, but you get the idea. And here's the thing. When the big players start doing something, everyone else tends to follow suit. It's like when the cool kids at school start a new trend. Suddenly, every company out there would be scrambling to make their AI more ethical and socially responsible. It'd be like peer pressure, but for once it'd actually be a good thing. This could lead to some pretty awesome changes across all sorts of industries. Imagine healthcare AI that doesn't just crunch numbers, but actually takes into account things like cultural differences and socioeconomic factors. Or financial AI that helps people manage their money without secretly trying to upsell them on stuff they don't need. But here's where things could get a bit tricky. As much as we'd like to think technology makes the world smaller, when it comes to AI, it might actually be driving a wedge between countries. It's like we're creating a digital version of the haves and have-nots. And let me tell you, it's not a pretty picture. Think about it. The countries that are already ahead of the game in tech are the ones pouring billions into AI research and development. They're like the kids who got a head start in a race because their parents could afford the fancy running shoes. Meanwhile, developing nations are still trying to figure out how to tie their laces. This AI divide could have some serious consequences. We're talking about widening the gap in education, healthcare, and economic opportunities. It's like some countries are zooming ahead in flying cars while others are still trying to invent the wheel. And the scary part is, once you fall behind in the AI race, it's incredibly hard to catch up. Imagine a world where only a handful of countries have access to the most advanced AI systems. They'd have a massive advantage in everything from scientific research to military capabilities. It's like they'd have a crystal ball while everyone else is still squinting at tea leaves. But it's not just about fancy gadgets and cool tech. This divide could have real, human consequences. AI could revolutionize healthcare, making personalized treatments and early disease detection a reality. But if only wealthy nations have access to these tools, we're looking at a future where your zip code could literally determine whether you live or die. The news was brought to you by Listen2. This is Mary.